Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dreams in Motion group chat. The topic will be given after these presentations. Welcome and enjoy today's program.
Topic is going to be feminism discriminates against men. On Team A, we have Nurola, George, and Amir. Team B, we have Sivad, Banam. Team C, we have Amina, Elham, Azumu, and Mario, and Grace. She's gonna be judging in her sleep, okay? All right. So in her dreams, she'll be thinking, Team A, Team B, Team A, Team B. Okay. So married men do. Okay, so we will start with Team A. So again, welcome. It's for me, it's Friday, July the 8th. So welcome here, everybody. And we will start with you, Nurola. Are you ready, Nurola?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, please.
Okay, I am Nurola. I'm from Iran. And in my opinion, feminist means discriminate against men because first I want to know what's the definition of feminism. When the word of feminist related to gender of people, as you said, when you say feminist, it means that you are paying attention or you are discriminating between men and women, because women is in this world, men, woman is more important than man. And by the way, in the early story, men and women have the nature of them are different. And in the story, they have had a different roles in the life. Mm-hmm. And but life and changed by the time, and obviously society and the community change, and the role and men and women, this change affected the role and men and women. But they have lived together by the way. Mm-hmm. But when you say feminist, I think it's new for community. Some people want to support women rights. Mm-hmm. But it caused them, they don't pay attention that woman is different man. In the past, maybe in 500 years ago, if women were obeying the man order, always men were participating in wars and fighting, and women were not able to do that. But nowadays the life is changed. I mean, nowadays the environment changed, so men and women can do the same job. But they are still different. Men and women can work with computer or work in office, be doctor. It's possible for them. So there is no need for feminism, some movement for feminism. Again, in the past, if they were different because life required them to be different, life required them to have different roles. Mm-hmm. And right now, I think in modern life, we can say that when they can do the same job without any problem. I mean, this job, for example, these activities in this community is appropriate for them. Mm-hmm. Women can do this job without any problem. So why not? They can do, and they are doing. They are in this community. They are the same. Have the same role and effect in the society. Mm-hmm. But I mean, by the way, their body, their physiology are still different. And for example, in army, as you said, In my country, women cannot be in, they can be in army, but not in every place, in some. But I think it means that, you know, the structure and the structure and the structure of army has changed, not the human and woman changed. Women and men have had the same growth, but life changed and they can do jobs, so they are doing. So there is no need for discrimination, for feminist. What does mean feminist? It just means that some women think that they have been under cruel behavior of men, so they want to be free. But I think they are wrong, and I think the word of feminist here has a discrimination meaning.
Okay.
So that was my point. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Norella. Very, very well said. Thank you for sharing that. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. So now let's move to George. Please share with us, George.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you so much. I'm not really for this topic. Anyway, feminism discriminates against men. I like what Norella said, by the way. Feminism, like we say, naturalists, barefoot, and so it's that group we can make distinction. Like they saying, here we are. Look at us. We are fighting for ourselves with the name of feminism. Means it's this word for me is huge and hard for women. Anyway, what happened we cannot deny, and no one can deny that the situation and how we treat women before were not the same. And no one can deny also what happened in USA when women go out, start fighting for their freedom and equality. And nowadays, we celebrate the 8th of March every year. So we cannot deny that. And we know that before how the woman was treated, not all of them, we have some exceptions, but the exceptions never make the rules. But they were fighting. And for something that we and all the people say, yes, they have the right. But when sometimes the thing go over. So when you eat more than you need, you become overweight. And you will have problems, diabetes and things. When you exceed in something, it becomes really negative. And this is what happened nowadays. We have the right to be like men and women. So we don't need men. So we can be, have kids and find any seats and to become like, we don't need men. We can do like more than men. So like we are from different species. Like they are trained to make revenge and push men to pay what he have done before. But they have done this. But we, new generation, we give to these women, we say, yes, you have your right. And we celebrate it every year. And we try to give them more rights. But what they are doing, that we call it reverse discrimination, or it's really more negative. In many Arabic countries, they come and they participate in many conferences, and international conferences, asking for women rights. And when you go to their countries, you find association for women, things for women, just for women, and wow, asking for rights. and you are making association and things and that just for women, limited, and you are asking men to open. When he didn't accept, you attack him with the name of human right, with equality. When we ask you to open and to honor your demand and what you are doing, you say, no, we are women. And women, you know, they are special. So in this way, you are playing a dangerous game. They are really going over their rights, and that will make a trouble. That will make push us to see that we are different species, women and men, and we forget that we are human, and the language will change. And remember one day when they asked to the fighter, and they are military, so they are pilot, because they detect something in air and they want them to identify this object. So all the pilots go and take the fighter and take off. But many women couldn't because of the situation. And you know, the body of...
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, George. Go ahead.
Yes. So the women couldn't fly and couldn't be ready. Do they blame them? No, they know that this is the what we call period and things, and this is natural, so we should respect. But they still pilot. So we know them, and we know their nature, and we accept them, and we open door, and we give them chances. Sometimes they succeed, sometimes they don't. Sometimes we men, we succeed, sometimes we don't. But we are trying to review the mistakes that the ancients people do, but nowadays we have women, they are behaving like any extremists that we can see in this world. And you know, when we relate anything with the extremists and extremism ideas, the situation will go worse and worse. For that reason, we say they should be careful, especially the feminism and what they are asking for, and stop discriminating, because that will make really the situation very, very worse. Thank you, Richard. Over to you.
Okay, thank you, George. Thank you very much for your comments. Appreciate that. So before we go to Amir, we have two people that have joined us, Hari and Soso. So Hari, did you want to join a team before we go any further, or are you just going to listen? Hari, can you hear me? Okay, you can listen. Okay, so how about you? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, so. Okay. Did you want to participate? What was that? I'm sorry.
I said I prefer to listen.
Oh, okay, got it. Thank you. Okay, thank you. Thank you for joining us, okay? Okay, so Amir, you are next.
Yeah. Thank you. My name is Amir. I'm from Iran. Fortunately, my friends, my partners in this group, told everything. And they brought, you know, interesting idea, point of views. I really appreciate. I just wanna add something. Human, every human, should be, enjoy their own rights, especially kids have their own rights, women have their own rights, and men as well. But, you know, if you back to the past, for unfortunately most women suffering from bad situation about, you know, most people didn't pay attention their rights, and it motivate this idea, this point of view, motivate brought and made feminism and things like this. But my point is that, unfortunately, or unfortunately, I completely disagree with every idea leads to ism. For example, Marxism, imperialism, feminism, and you know, back to the history, all of them, yeah, doomed to the, you know, doomed to the, how can I say, fail, Marxism, feminism, because, you know, because of indulging their own rights, their own insights, and try to taking over others' rights. Okay, they just run their own idea and don't pay attention to others' rights. In my idea, as he George told, it has made to extremists right now. For example, our country can be a case in point in this regard. Yeah, there is not in balance, such a balance to rights in some parts. Our clergy, those are on office, gave them more rights, and but we got other results. Nobody, most men can dare to get married because of, you know, some, how can I say, empty rights, yeah, they give the woman, you know? Uh-huh. Yeah, one of my friends right now in the jail because of her wife rights. Uh-huh. Okay? Yeah. Okay. And there are others, you know, examples we can find, in our society, because I gave in. Yeah, we should pave the way for women to stay in their rights and working and something like this, because right now, as he told, in modern age, and everybody should has their own rate, own positions. We should not, for example, break others' rights because of giving more rights or power to others. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's all.
Okay, very interesting. No, very, very interesting.
Thank you.
So something I just wanted to paraphrase. You said basically it was paving the right for equality, but not preference. Gender preference, because you know, especially not at the price of other people's rights, right? Okay, got it. Mm. Got it. Very well said. Thank you so much. Okay, it's our pleasure. So let's go to Team B. So Team B, Zavadith. Oh my gosh, I hope I say that right. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry. It's okay.
I stay awake at nighttime trying to think about how to pronounce it correctly, okay?
No, <it's joking>. Okay.
Go ahead, please.
Okay, before expressing my ideas, I would like to read a definition for feminism.
Uh-huh, sure.
And I couldn't see any discrimination in this definition against men. Feminism is a range of political movements, ideologies, and social movements that share a common goal to define, establish, and achieve equal political, economic, personal, and social rights for women. This includes seeking to establish equal opportunities for women in education and employment. So I think in the past, due to so many discrimination towards women, you know, as you know, they were deprived and still they are deprived of so many rights, like, I don't know, continuing their education or other things. So because of that, they started it is called feminism in order to stand for other women and to say that we are humans and we want to have the same rights as men have in society. And I don't think any discrimination in this point. And it wasn't about getting revenge from men, because so many men stand beside women in order to help women to get to their rights. So I think feminists that women should also have their rights in society. They shouldn't be deprived from their rights because they are because of their gender. So in my opinion, there is no discrimination against men. So yes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. No, thank you for sharing your thoughts. Okay.
Okay.
So madam, tell us what you think, please.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Behnam from Iran. Nothing is left for me, so my friends, Team A and Zivarin, Team B, they said everything. They mentioned to every factor, so I don't know how to start and what to say. Anyway, as a duty to be in Team B, and I have to say something to support being in Team B. Uh-huh. That's why I'm saying something. First, you know, I personally believe not only feminism isn't against men, feminism is actually against women. But that's difficult to notice. I'm going to make it clear somehow from my point of view.
Okay.
You know, feminism means having the same rights, the same opportunities. Yes, when it comes to opportunities, that's true. That sounds beautiful, nice. But when it comes to have the same rights, but in a very, very delicate way, it is treating women unfairly. Because in some cases, for example, in physical activities, in some areas, ladies can't do the same activities. It is, you know, it is against ladies, in fact, but in a very delicate way, it is treating ladies unfairly. So I'm not speaking about having the same rights, because the same rights mean the same responsibilities. Rights and responsibilities must go hand in hand. Because of having different tools, I mean, women and men, they have got different tools, different abilities, different capabilities, different mention in nature, in life. So they've got different responsibilities. It doesn't mean that men are better than women, or men have got some, you know, special privilege over women, preference over women. No. It means that they are just different. They've got different tools, abilities, talents. They've got different responsibilities. So rights should be balanced with responsibilities. If a gender has got more responsibilities, they should have more rights. Not men or women. Makes no difference. So responsibilities and rights should be balanced. But it is obvious that in the past, throughout the history, women have been discriminated. So I'm not going to prove that, because George mentioned, and it is a fact, and everybody knows. For example, in my country, in all over the world, women hadn't got the same opportunity to study. My mother often said it in the past, 50 years ago in Iran, girls, women were deprived of studying, education. So it is a fact. In almost all areas, women had been discriminated. So I'm not going to speak about that. But no, feminism discriminates women. I'm going to speak about this. How? Do you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Just go Google this pornology, pornography. How many pages on the net you will have? It is, an industry. How many money is behind it? Why women are demeaning, are humiliating? Why? Isn't it against women? Under the umbrella of feminism, we are treating women very badly, even worse than before, worse than the past. And when it comes to rape in society, there is an increasement in rape. When it comes to violence, receiving attacks from by husbands, by men, which is almost the same, but in a different way, in a hidden way. When it comes to working, poor women are working inside home, cooking, washing, and they are working outside home, making money, earning money, caring about the finance of the family. So women, have to work at home and out of home. With respect to other factors, for example, someone, Nurullah, mentioned to military. The military is a managed thing. It is because of men make benefits of war, benefits of weapons. Industry is involved in that. Men don't let women to be involved in military. It is not because of being weak or something like that. So I believe feminism is against women. It discriminates women, but in a very, very delicate, strange, hidden way. But nobody cares. Even women themselves are fooled somehow. They think that, okay, it is a movement for getting the same rights, but it is not. Some political purposes are behind these activities, but some people are misleading these movements. Whatever I see in the world, all are against ladies, but history will speak about it. Maybe after 100 years, you will see what is going to happen for women. Thank you for listening.
Okay, thank you, Benham. So, I have a lot to say, but I'll wait until we're done, okay? So let's go. We're finished with Team A. We're finished with Team B. Let's move on to Team C. So the first person, remember, Team C, your job is to make a decision which team did a better job of arguing or stating their position. Okay, and then you can also share with us your ideas about this as well. So we'll start with Amina. So Amina, are you here? Hello, Amina.
Yes.
Okay, share with us, please, what you think.
Okay.
Okay.
Very hard topic. The topic is let me see. Feminism discriminate against men. Mm-hmm.
Yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So for me, no, not feminism. Feminism discriminates not a great man. Yes, and because why? Because now, as we know, women now from many years ago always was treated in very bad condition. Yes, and even because now, even in about society and also in religion, yes, and that's why we have enough. We are women, but we are strong. We cannot participate join in the army in many different field of society, because we are women. We have to do a great mission, motherhood. Yes, and that's why, and we should spend more time for kids, for our children, and we should be more at home. But it's not mean that we should be treated badly. Yes, and if we participate, we can participate at work. If we do works, we participate in the army, we should be treated equally. So, and let's see. And we ask men, because many years ago until some years before, and almost things away men do, and now with scientists and technology, and women have more free time from taking care of kids and doing at home, and we see that we can do more things. That's why we ask to have more right to be to at work, to be educators, and even in the army too. And so, and why women are more open, paid less at work, and why we are abused more at home, and but we know that men sometimes we need to have more equally as about love, sex, dating, even rape, and even a right to feed children, and we call it child custody. Mm-hmm. Okay, do you understand, Reed?
Yeah. Yep. Understand.
Okay. And that's we just do that. Just want men to understand more about us. Mm-hmm. and share more with us at home, as taking care of guests and have other vision look as women. And we want to say out loud that we can do whatever almost things men do. Mm-hmm. So yes, we do that. It's not mean that we against men. We just want to be behind, you know, have a great nice saying before that. Behind every great man is a great woman.
It's Napoleon, and it's his mother, for information, Amina.
Okay.
They were talking about his mother.
Okay. So the point you're making is... Okay.
I don't agree with that saying. In my opinion, I think beside every great man is a great woman, not behind, which just puts women equally with men. Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, okay, that's my opinion, and I vote for Team B because I don't see any discrimination. No.
Okay.
Discrimination against men in this. Okay, so thank you.
Okay, so let me ask you a quick question though. Your decision was based upon what Team B said, right? Compared to Team A, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure that your decision was based upon what Team B stated, not your own personal feelings, right? Right?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. Okay, very good. Some interesting points there. Everybody understood what Amina said and why she voted that way, right?
And I think you just now say it. I'm not sure they can understand.
Yeah, I'll paraphrase real quickly. So basically, Amina said that obviously in the past, from a historical standpoint, women in the past, of course not everywhere, but in many places were treated in a bad condition, whether it was, you know, from a societal standpoint, economic standpoint, religious standpoint, etc. Her other point was with the science and technology, women have more freedom now. They can participate in the workforce. You know, jobs have become maybe less physical and more intellectual. Okay. She made a comment that, you know, in many situations, women were paid less at work. They were abused more at home. So, you know, that there needs to be more equality. And that, you know, this movement brought more visibility to the situation. She also talked about the idea that, you know, men should learn about this because they should learn about sharing the home responsibilities. You know, the point there is that if the woman is a career woman, she has much right to a career as a man does, and that both the man and women should share the responsibilities at home. And then she said that in most, maybe not 100%, in most cases, women can do what a man does. And the last point she made, you know, the statement behind every successful man, there's a woman. Her point is that's not true. Beside every successful man, there's a woman. In other words, they have equal capability, equal opportunity, equality means beside, not behind. Okay. Right, Amina?
Yes.
Okay. So let's go on. Let's go on to Elham. Elham, what do you think?
Enrique,
before
move on to others in Team B, I think George has something to talk. Can you call George to say it?
Who?
George.
Well, George is on Team A. So.
I have nothing to say. No, just Ilham said she would be back maybe.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Okay. So, So let's go on. Okay, so Elham's not here, so thank you for letting me know that. I guess I was listening, paying attention to you. I did not notice that she was gone. So that means on Team C, we only have one other person that's here right now. So that person is Mario. Mario, what do you think? Mario, are you here? Oh my gosh. Oh, Elham. Okay, so no, Elham's still not here yet. Loosh. Okay. All right. So, wow, two of our judges are not responding. Mario, Elham, we need
Hello.
A... Oh, okay. Okay, so Elham, what do you think?
Sorry.
That's okay.
For being late. Okay. Actually, I wasn't here to hear Bahnam and Zivar. I was disconnected and I was late, but I heard last sentences of Bahnam, you know.
Okay.
So, okay, let me just tell you my idea about what Group A said. I think I was looking for something in Group A, what, you know, my friends said. They were right. They were saying good things, but they didn't, you know, convince me why feminism is against men or what it has done against men. I was very carefully, you know, listening to them, why they are going and how they are going to, you know, defend themselves, why they think it is against men, but I didn't get anything, you know, that should convince me.
Sorry, between brackets, because Richard said we shouldn't go deeply because sometimes it hurts. So for that reason, we were talking about be careful and taking attention so not to hurt.
Okay,
because
so
it's very difficult. Yes, it's very difficult.
Okay, so I'm sorry to say you should be careful and I can't vote for you because you should be careful and you couldn't say some things, okay? Something that George said and I liked was that when you eat more than what you need and it causes you overweight, and it said somehow feminism is doing something like that with women, and I really love this idea and how he put, you know, this idea in this example. And I heard something about Vietnam that she was saying feminism is against women rather than men, and it is against women. Women themselves are, you know, destroying something against themselves. I love this idea too. Actually, I was in Team B myself, but I wanted to hear more, you know, from people in Team A. And if I were here to even hear Zivar and Behnam completely, I would vote for Team B because I think that somehow feminism, my own idea is that what I feel about that is that women wanted to do something good for themselves, but unfortunately, it is so sorry, and I'm so sorry for women that, you know, somehow they deceive themselves, and I can say men are behind this feminism. Somehow some men are behind this, that, you know, they you know, they started to talk about and put feminism, put this word in the mouth of women, feminism, for their own benefit. You know, when I look at the societies and everywhere, I see something. I see that men are benefiting more than women from feminism. This is what I can clearly see, and I am sure that you men and women, all of you, can clearly see. I don't know, I can't go deeper, you know, but this is my idea, and I don't think that it is against me. Yes, somehow I have an opinion, and I hope I can say it in a good way that you can understand it. It can be against men too. Why? Because when I, as a woman, am not what I am supposed to be. I don't let men to be what they have to be too. You know, when I'm harming myself as a woman and I'm doing something wrong about women and femininity, I'm actually not I'm not only, you know, harming women, but also men too. So this is why I think, yes, it is against men too. It is against men and women both. But I work for Team B, that I really don't think that, you know, yeah, I think I was clear with what I...
No, you were, Elham. Very, very nicely stated, very well stated. Okay, thank you, Elham. So, Mario, do you want to try... Are you here, Mario? Mario from Poland. Okay, so, well, either way, Mario is the only other person that was going to vote, and his votes can't change the results. So the results are Team B won. So congratulations to Team B, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Bravo, Steve. Congratulations.
George, yes.
Thank you.
No, so, women are always winning.
So what I want to do is give the other people that joined us a little bit late the opportunity to speak up if they want on the topic that we're listening. So that would include Soso, that would include Hari, we have Sarah here, Gunelli, anybody else, would they like to speak up about the topic? I'm going to say what I think, but I'm going to give everybody else the opportunity first.
Go ahead, Richard. Give us your answer.
Well, my daughter's the one that actually picked this topic. Okay. I asked my daughter on the Sunday. I was going to update the schedule, and I showed her all the topics we have for our debates, and my daughter's the one that picked this topic. So I thought it was interesting that she picked this topic. You know, I have different feelings about this. I think that in listening to both teams and my own feelings, you know, I think that, you know, equal opportunity to me is based upon equal capability, equal qualification. In other words, you don't pick somebody just because they're a man or a woman. You don't pick somebody because they're black, white, or you know, whatever, Asian, okay? You pick somebody because they have the capability, in an economic environment. So let me break that down. In an economic environment, in a job environment, you pick someone because they're capable of doing the job, not because it's a he or she or transgender in my country. You know, we have a lot of transgenders, okay? So you're based upon the capability, the qualification, okay? That's one. Okay, from an economic sort of job standpoint, okay? So I don't believe that somebody should be hired to a job just because they're a woman, okay? Or just because they're a man, okay? Or because they're transgender, okay? I think it's, okay, on a social level, you know, I think that socially speaking, there should be, you know, everyone has the same social rights. Okay, I'm a good example in my home because, you know, with my daughter, okay, I learned, you know, to have a responsibility in the house, okay, to clean, okay, to cook, okay, to do things, okay. If I'm with somebody, if I'm in a relationship with somebody, I don't look at her as having the sole responsibility to do those things, the housework. I see it shared responsibility. Okay, because to me, she's a partner. Okay, she's not lower, she's not higher. She's my partner. Okay, that's the way I look at it. Okay, in terms of the social aspect, political aspect, I think again, it comes down to capability. Okay, qualification. Is somebody capable or qualified to do a job? Okay, whether it's a career or politics, these things. There are certain limitations we all know. There are certain job types we all know that have physical demands. That in most cases where those jobs have physical demands, one gender may be better suited for it. Okay. We all recognize that. Okay. Right. I mean, whether it's construction, military, there are certain, but doesn't mean 100%. Okay. There are some women that have as much strength as a man does. Okay. Right. They do. Okay. So if she has, again, if she has the capability, she has the physical strength that a man does, there's no reason why she shouldn't be able to do that job. Right. Just because she's a woman. She still has the capability to do the job, okay? So for me, I think that equality is important. I think the word feminism gets used maybe as a way of division, okay? I don't believe in dividing people. I believe in uniting people, so I don't like the idea of dividing people. And I think sometimes some of these words can seek to divide people. Again, I don't think that anybody should have any more opportunity than anybody else. Now, if you go historically speaking, sure, in the past there were certain groups that were discriminated against, right? We know that in my country, in the U.S., that Native Americans were discriminated against, okay, when the people first came here from Europe, okay? They were, okay? There was genocide. They were killing them, okay, in many cases, okay? You know, blacks, okay? There was discrimination in my country, you know, at a very high level, okay, prior to the Civil War, okay, and even after the Civil War, okay? There's discrimination against women, okay? They didn't have the right to vote. Okay, the women's suffrage movement that George talked about, okay? So of course, when you have those situations, you have to give people the same opportunity to get the same level. So maybe you do provide more opportunity for women initially because you have something you have to correct from the past. Here's the question I have for everybody. How far back in the history do you have to keep correcting mistakes? Okay. If we are always going back to history trying to fix the mistakes of the past, we'll never stop, okay? We'll never stop. You know, you can look at situations in Rwanda between the Hutus and the Tutsis, okay? You can look at situations in many, many, well, every country around the world. People have made mistakes, okay? Countries have made mistakes. Cultures have made mistakes. People have made mistakes, okay? Right? So how many times do you have to say, I'm sorry? That's the question. Okay. And I think at some point in time, you have to stop saying, I'm sorry, and move forward. Okay. Move forward with the future. Okay. Otherwise, we could be saying, I'm sorry the rest of our life. Right.
Yeah.
You know, am I going to apologize for something my ancestors did 200 years ago? Okay. Or am I going to think about the future and try to make sure I'm being a good person in the future? Okay. So I think we have to be careful about these things and, you know, how long these movements are applied, right? Does that make sense?
Yes, but there is no need for apology.
What's that, Norella?
I mean, there is no need for apologize.
Well,
for
the past
life was very rough, and men were killing. I mean, were being killed in the war. And life required them to be maybe rough people at all the time, not only with women.
Okay, so let me give you an example. Let me give you an example, Norola, where I think it is important where we should put more focus. So the example I'm gonna give, let's say in a country, okay, we'll just call it country A. So in country A, you have maybe historically speaking, women were not given the same right to education. Okay, let's just pretend that that's happening. Okay, so in that country now, all of a sudden, okay, now they have the same opportunity for education. But guess what? Okay, because we all know that for a good career and for most job opportunities, you need to have some kind of education, right? So maybe in the beginning. You need to set up a special system where you give more women that opportunity because maybe they didn't get that advantage in the past. Maybe they weren't provided that opportunity in the past. So you have to recognize that mistake and try to correct it, right? Because otherwise it's not being fair. If I say, I'm not going to hire you for the job because you have no education, but my country I live in did not give that person that education. They did not provide the opportunity. I'm not going to hold it against the person. I'm not going to say it's your fault. I'm going to say, okay, my culture, my country, my whatever, did not provide that same opportunity for you. So I'm going to find a way to have you come, maybe not for the job they were hired for, but for something else, okay? Because I have to recognize the mistake that was made. The question comes down to how long. Now, if you're living in a country where men and women have always had the same opportunity, the same access to education, okay, well, then they can't say, well, I didn't have the opportunity, because I'm going to say, yes, you did. Okay, you were given the same opportunity to go to school as the man was, okay? So if you were given that same opportunity, you shouldn't give any special notice just because of that. You had the same opportunity, right? So I think you have to look at each situation. In some situations, you know, have to look at the past, but in most situations you have to think about the future. Anyway, that's what I think. Okay, so anybody else would like to say something? So I tell you what, we're going to go ahead and we're going to wrap up. But thank you. We started off kind of slow, but it ended up being a good discussion. So I'll let you guys go. Take care of yourselves. Very nice to hear from all of you. And we will talk to you tomorrow when we have the next debate will be tomorrow. Okay? Bye-bye.
We hope you've enjoyed today's session. If you would like to participate in the next conference, we invite you to check the schedule and the topic at greensandmotion.com/groupchat. Thank you very much for participating. And see you next time.